This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And breakfast is being served here at Scott's Marine in Alberta, Alabama. It's a boat show weekend, and if you want to stop by, Lucio Orfanello's here. Lucio, what are y'all serving, man? I see biscuits and sausage and eggs going around out here.
Man, we have Holly's famous homemade biscuits and white gravy and sausage this morning for everyone.
Wow, that's super. And then, of course, later on, we'll have some more refreshments if you want to come by. But really, they're concentrating on the boat sales and the outboard motors. What's the advantage of having an in-store boat show as opposed to a boat show out on in an auditorium or someplace?
Well, first of all, it's a lot more cost-effective to have it here at our store. It's really nice. You know, we have two indoor showrooms, so we could accommodate a lot of people now, where before we didn't have that.
And they can see your full line.
See the full line. You know, even though sometimes we get a little rain, we have a bunch of boats here in the showroom, so, you know, you're not out there getting wet. So come see us today.
Somebody was asking about trade-ins. Do you take trade-ins and sell used boats, or...
We do sell used boats. I do consignments. We do very well with our consignment program we have. We'll get the customer the most money doing it that way. We find that really works well for us.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say is your most popular model?
On the family side, our pontoon boat's going to be our popular model on the family side. On the fishing side, on our freshwater's going to be the Tracker, and on our saltwater's going to be our Mako line.
Yeah, I can see the pontoon boat for this area. You know, it's so versatile. You know, you can do a lot of things with it.
Yeah, I mean, the fishing's really very good around here, freshwater and saltwater. And with the pontoon boats we have, not only are they set up for, we have the family models, but we also have the fishing models. They come aerated live wells, ready to fish, trolling motors we put on them. It's amazing with the pontoon boats. They're very versatile.
Tell me about your service department. That is so important when you're picking a dealership to make a purchase from.
Well, Don, this business was built off of service. Service is how we started. From service, we migrated into the sales, and sales have done very well, but service is the bread and butter of our business. We have a very good reputation. It's service first here for us.
Yeah, when the fish are biting, you gotta have it.
Oh, that's right. And we do both Mercury and Yamaha certified techs. Mm-hmm. So our service department is very strong here on the coast.
What about add-on electronics and stuff like that?
We do everything here. We do all our own installs here. Mm-hmm. Gorm and Lowrance, really, whatever the customer wants. We are vendor for all of those. Trolling motors, power poles, everything is done here.
Very good. Okay, so what are the hours going to be?
It's Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, the service department. 6 o'clock is sales. Saturday is
9 to 1 on sales,
yeah.
All right, so they got plenty of time to get out here, and for customers run a little late, they probably call you if they need to
Absolutely.
Make an appointment.
We do. We also do service appointments for customers. If they're just coming in to get a simple service, they can call and make an appointment, and we have a time slot catered to them. So we do well with that. Today we'll be here, you know, till at least 5, or as long as we sell them boats, we'll be here all day.
Somebody asked about a demo. What about demos?
We'll do a water
test. On water test.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. If, you know, there's a procedure for that. We just don't take anyone out.
Yeah, sure, for a free boat ride.
On a free boat ride, because, boy, we I could tell you some stories about that, Don. They come out here with their floats and ice chests and think we're going on a family picnic. But, no, we happy to take someone out on the water if they're serious about buying a boat from us. Absolutely.
Very good. All right, you hear the story. Come on by and see them. Scott's Marine, Highway 98, Alberta, Alabama. They're going to be open today, and we got lots of prizes for you to register for, including that coveted wingbone turkey call, handmade by our friend Ed Miller. If you want to sign up, text me, 504-260-1870. We'll put a registration in for you for the drawing for all of the prizes that are going to be given away later today. All right, we come back. Mike Gallo is going to be our guest. He's going to tell us about fishing in his areas of Lake Catherine, Lake Bourne, Lake Pontchartrain, what it looks like, what your chances are, and the best way to find and catch some fish. It's what we do here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And our Born in the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo is presented by Sea-Tow. You know, for $249, that gets you a whole year membership where you get unlimited fuel drops 24/7, jump starts for electrical problems, whatever it takes to get you back safely. Sea-Tow is like having AAA on the water. It's peace of mind for you and your loved ones, and it's just one phone call away. Call Captain Chris. You can reach him at 504-301-4545 or simply go to seatow.com. Captain Mike Gallo joins us on, I don't know, Mike, what kind of weather are you looking at over there at the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge?
Well, Don, I canceled my trip yesterday with the onset of rain and fog. So I am not at the Spots and Dots Lodge this morning, listening to my favorite Saturday morning show on the couch.
Sounds pretty comfy. Well, when you do get ready to go back at it, what's going to be the pattern that you're going to give it a try?
Well, we do have rising water temperatures, and the water is slowly clearing up. We had quite a bit of wind during the week of Mardi Gras, right after Mardi Gras. We had quite a bit of wind. The Pearl River is high, so you go south. You want to be south shore of Lake Pontchartrain or even in the intercoastal waterway or down towards the Mistigo. That water is warming. It's in the mid-50s now, and as the sun comes up and towards the end of the day, you'll have water temperatures in the high 50s, even low 60s, and that's pretty good to get those fish pretty active. And I like to use a popping cork and a plastic this time of year because you can cover so much water and really hone in on where those fish are, sort of call them to you as opposed to hopefully landing close to one.
Yeah, and Mike, I was crossing Pontchartrain just yesterday, as a matter of fact, and it looked like it wanted to clear up, but it was still kind of murky and muddy. I guess this next little frontal system coming through is probably going to stir it up again. Have you getting any reports at all? Because when things are right in mid-March, boy, Pontchartrain, the bridges can produce some really big mule trout.
Right. There are some good fish out there. We caught some decent fish the week of Mardi Gras when the weather was nice and calm. It's just that time of year where we have fronts that are pretty much back-to-back come through on a weekly basis. But you're definitely correct. Pontchartrain does have some good fish in it. You just need, you know, that holy trinity that we talk about, clean water, moving water, and bait fish. And this time of year, it'll be moving and there'll be bait fish. The hard part is to fish it when you have clean water. If you can get those three ingredients together, generally you can be fairly productive.
Gotcha. Anything else folks need to know before they head out on this weekend, if they're going to go out and this kind of stuff, besides bringing the rain gear?
Well, it's not completely bleak. There's certainly other species of fish that will feed more so by scent than by sight, and that's where your live or dead bait will come in. One of the captains that rents a slip from me did venture out last couple of days, and he had some freshwater catfish, sheephead, the occasional redfish, flounder, and he even had a few speckled trout mixed in there. Now, he put in, he was grinding, and he fished quite a bit to get that catch. So it's not completely bleak. If you have to go, you know, think about fishing in a deep hole and try to squat there for a good while if you can, because the more you have your bait in the water, do some chumming, that you'll get those fish to sort of come to you when they smell your scent trail and follow it up to where you are.
Yeah. All right. All good stuff, Captain Mike. We appreciate it. When is your next trip booked?
Oh, I have trips coming up. We just need the weather to get right, and we'll be able to get out there and go see what's going on. The good thing, you know, they're in lots of areas. They're in the lakes. They're in the marsh. They're in the deep man-made channels. So they're in lots of areas. You just need the weather to cooperate where you can get out there to them.
All righty. You got you on my website if people want to make the connection to yours. But give them your website if they want to go there directly, and a telephone number if they want to give you a call. And I know people always have a lot of questions, from what do I wear to what do I need to bring, who cleans the fish, all of those things they want to know. So tell them how to get you on your site and phone number.
Yeah, there's lots of good information on my site. I just downloaded a bunch of pictures, and you can get those questions, answers, or look at those pictures at aaofla.com. We're on social media at Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the telephone is 985-781-7811.
All right, very good, Captain Mike. We appreciate your report as always, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All righty, there he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, and you call him Born on the Bayou. All right, coming back after this, we got a special report for those of you who like to get up close and personal to your fish. I'm talking about kayaking, canoeing. We've got a paddler's report with Captain Eric right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And welcome back to our broadcast. We got our paddler's report coming up. We're at Scott's Marine this morning in Alberta, Alabama. Got an in-store boat show going on, lots of free food, refreshments, and drawings for a number of prizes. And thanks to those of you who are registering via our text line and coming over later today. You can do that at 504-260-1870, and you'll be put in the hat to win hats and some Uncle Larry seasonings, some prints, and some other products that you love to use if you're a fisherman. And also, if you're a turkey hunter, that wing bone call made by our own very own wing bone guy, Ed Miller. All right, let's bring in Eric Mohabarak. His report, Paddler's Report, is brought to you each week by No Wake Outfitters. You're going to find them at 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie. Got lots of fly fishing, a big selection of fly fishing, and also for conventional style fishing, and also kayaks. And they do demos and really cater to those of you who go out in a boat and make no wake, thus their name, No Wake Outfitters. Captain Eric joins us now. And Eric, good morning. Tell us what's going on in the world of paddlers.
Morning, Don. How are you doing, man? A little foggy out here today, but it should burn off. Who knows? But anyway, the things have been well. Can't complain. I know that the Bayou Coast Kayak Club has a little get-together today out of Pip's Marina. They're going to take the kayaks and motor on out there and see what they can catch. So a little friendly gathering. Other than that, they got the Big Bass City Park Tournament coming up, which is, I think, the 29th of March. That's a huge deal. It's the last, most probably the last kayak tournament there is without motors. So that's really a good time. You know, and that's a bass fishing tournament. They also have where you catch the garfish and stuff. I can't remember what they call it. Of it. But anyway, they got some other selections in that. But other than that, Don, things have been going pretty well. You know, as the wind has been blowing, as you well know, we had two hot spots last week. I know that the Lafayette Yacker is going to be excited about one of them, that's for sure. You know, the first place would be Myrtle Grove with the bad weather. You get good fishing. I haven't heard of a limit being caught out there, but, you know, 10 trout, but that's a decent day for when the weather's really bad. You can't complain.
Yeah, you mentioned that, and I have Jared checking in with us today from the West Bank. And he wants to put out a reminder, if you're fishing at Myrtle Grove Marina, which a lot of people do this time of the year, because like you say, the worse the weather, the better the fishing is, that main canal is a no-wake safety zone. So for those of you in bay boats that are headed out and using that canal, remember there's a lot of paddlers out there, and especially if you're going to be leaving in either a fog or low-light conditions. That's a good reminder. I want to thank Jared for bringing that up. But that's a good place to fish this time of year.
That is a real good place. Also, that no wake zone, I believe, runs all the way to the end of the houses, that the camps, whatever you want to call them. And so it's a pretty good distance, so you have safe passage. You know, now a vessel has to go fast enough to control itself. That's what a no wake zone is. You know, it might be 5 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour, and it may throw a wake, but not a huge one. You know, so you got to stay in control of your vessel. So that's another one. But
I was going to say, you got some intel on the dam over there in Hopedale?
Some fishing in Hopedale, yep. This is where Lafayette Yak is going to love it. They catching white trout. You know, that's one of his favorites, and it's easy fishing because he ain't got to move much. But they carry 16 to 18 inches. It's easy fishing. You just got to find 12 to 15 foot of water, which is simple over there in Risco. And it's just drop shot, let on the bottom. I use a loop. You can get fancy and tie the knots and all of that. But a piece of dead shrimp, drop it down on the bottom, jig it around a little bit. Really in a white trout. You also pick up sheephead along there too, and of course a redfish will find that shrimp sitting around on the bottom like that too. But they've been doing really well, and there's no limit on those fish, so that's another thing. So you load them up, just make sure you bring a bag of ice and ice them down real well, you know, and throw a gulp down there too. Who knows, you might get I'm sure the white trout will hit that, but also you may pick up on a few specks when you're in around.
We're talking with Captain Eric Mohabarak of the Louisiana Kayak Company. He does fishing charters from kayaks. And, Eric, as far as the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club tournament series, what's up next? Do you have any info on what's the next tournament?
I know Paddlepalooza. I think Trout Challenge is next. That might be next weekend. Or not sure of the date. You can find that on their website. Then you got Paddlepalooza. But like I said, they're doing that little fish out thing today where a group of them get together and they go over. They're going to Pips. Hopefully they all launch.
Now, you're calling it Pips, but Pips doesn't exist anymore. So I guess it's at the spot where Pips used to be, or is there a new marina rebuilt?
It's the same thing. It's still got the old back down ramp. I don't know who owns it now or whatever. I know that they got a box and you launch your kayak and you'll paddle down to the canal and you take a left and go out and into the Hopedale Lagoon.
Yeah, all right. It was a real popular place, but it was Pip's place, and they had a store and everything there. But now it's just a launch, I guess.
It's just a launch and in an honor box.
All right, I'm gonna give you an assignment for next time you come on. I want you to research and find out who is Pip. Okay.
Who is Pip? All right, I'll do that.
Somebody might know. They might text me and tell me. Somebody might remember Pip's place.
Yeah, well, I'm going to hit up the world-famous Shalmation, Chris Holmes. I'm sure he knows.
They'll know. You're right. Check it out with him. All right, Cap Varick, if somebody wants to get you and go do a kayak trip with you, you got all the equipment, the boats, and everything they need, tell them how to get you.
Everything you need. It's real simple. You can contact me through Don DeBute, the Outdoors Guy, or you can hit me up on Facebook or Instagram, the Louisiana Kayak Company. Also, my phone number is 504-313-8292. Shoot me a text. Give me a call. We'll get you out there. Looking forward to having you. It's going to be beautiful times coming up.
All right, Captain Merrick, thanks a bunch for the report. We always appreciate it. Good talking to you.
All right, Don. Y'all have a great day and be safe, all right?
All righty. We are at Scott's Marine today, and if you want to come by, they're going to be open till late this afternoon, till the last customer leaves. Got lots of food, refreshments, great deals on boats, motors, trailers of all type. And don't forget, you can sign up to win some of these prizes by drawing, which will be done a little bit later on. Or you can register, as a lot of people are doing, on our text board, 504-260-1870. All right, when we come back, I got a story for you. A guy got himself in a little bit of trouble. Well, he got himself in a lot of trouble over fish. He's called our bad boy of the outdoors, and he's next right here on the Outdoors with Don DeBute Radio Network. All right, we're broadcasting today from Alberta, Alabama. It's Scott's Marine's boat show, in-house boat show. They do this big show once a year. Got special prices from the manufacturers. I got a full line of boats, motors, trailers of all type. No matter what you like to fish, if you fish up in the rivers, you fish the open bays, or if you want to run out to the rigs and catch some of those popular red snapper over here, they've got it all. So come by and stop by. They're going to be open about 4 o'clock, and we're taking registrations for a number of prizes and got some refreshments. Now, next Saturday morning, I'll bring it the 3rd annual Spring Fling, broadcasting from Mandeville at Marsh and Bayou Spring Fling Special Sale. So be tuned in for that. And if you're in the neighborhood, stop by and see us. That's right there on the main drag, Highway 190, also known as Florida Boulevard in Mandeville. All right, we're going to take a quick pause for our station identification break. When we come back, it's Bad Boy of the Outdoors time. Got another one of those stories for you. People on the wrong side of the law pertaining to the out of doors. It's next, right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, on February 8th is when our story starts. A senior agent, Sal Pietra, observed Nicholas Gibson actively fishing on the Point of Shen WMA in Terrebonne Parish and found him in possession of 18 redfish. 14 were over the 4-fish limit. That's citation number one. 16 of those fish were under the minimum size of 18 inches. That's citation number two. What Gibson did not possess, besides the fish, was basic and saltwater fishing licenses. Citation numero three. And if he had those licenses, he would not need a WMA access permit and would not have received for that. Citation number four. If found guilty of those charges, facing $1,150 in criminal fines and a civil restitution replacement value for the fish of another $513, is 31-year-old Nicholas Gibson of Ponchatoula, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. It never ends, ladies and gentlemen, never ends, week after week. The only decision is which ones do we honor with that distinction of being the bad boy. All right, coming up in just a little while, first of all, we're going to have Captain Ryan Lambert give us a down-the-river report. He's down in Burris and give us the information there. I think he's back from his bone fishing trip in the Bahamas, I think. And then we're going to have a couple of guests join us. Lance Burgess, who is our Tigers in the Wild host on Bayou Wild TV. I'm sure you've seen it. We take LSU athletes on hunting and fishing excursions. We had the opportunity to take a guy named Squirrel hunting. He's Sean Squirrel Burrell. He's a track star, does the 400-meter hurdles for LSU. He's going to be joining us along with Lance Burgess, who is a host and co-host of Bayou Wild TV. And for Tigers in the Wild. So they'll be joining us and talking about their experience hunting squirrels up at the Sanctuary Lodge in Woodville, Mississippi, hunting them with dogs. And late in the season, it's a great sport, great opportunity, and had a lot of fun doing it. And we'll talk to Squirrel about that. But right now it's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Captain Ryan Lambert. He's with Cajun Fishing Adventures. You'll find them down Highway 23, located in Burris, Louisiana. But he also has the Nole Hase. They got a special lodge in Mexico. It puts on duck hunts, dove hunts, quail hunts, and some pretty good fishing there, too. We're back with Ryan's report right after we pause. After this quick messages from our sponsors, you hear it every week on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And Captain Ryan Lambert joins us. He's stuck in the Bahamas, poor guy. I don't think he might not ever come back. Ryan, what's it look like over there in the Bahamas?
Oh, my gosh, beautiful water. If we had water like this, wouldn't be a speckled trout left.
Yeah, it's got to be gorgeous. What y'all been catching besides, are you fishing for the bonefish?
Nope, I didn't fish. I was here with the family, and I spent every waking minute with my little 2-year-old grandson and taught him where the sun comes up and goes down and how to tell directions and that kind of stuff.
Oh, gee, well, you know, he'll be bugging you to fish pretty soon.
Oh, yeah, he'll be in that pond at home catching sockeye, and they're biting real good at home right now. So,
what's the report from the guys back at the lodge?
It was a difficult week for some reason. The fish didn't bite great because, well, the tide's in the evening. It's about 4:30 in the evening, the high tide, you know, and that's when the fresh water gets abated by the salt water coming in under it, and that's when the fish come right in there with it. So, you know, you have to wait a little later for the bite, but usually it's pretty good. They've done all right. The river's at 11.8 and falling. It's supposed to be 6-something by by April, so that's pretty good. By April 4th, it'd be 6-2 or something like that. So that'll crank it off. And then the 25th is the full moon, so things will really start looking up.
Yes, indeed. When can we expect those glass minnows to spawn? And that
well, that's an April thing, and being the river's going to go down till, you know, it's going to be 6 or lower in April if we don't get another, you know, big system come in. And we might get a really good glass minnow spawn. I haven't seen one in quite a while, but I'd love to see one this year because, boy, them trout go to gorging on them and redfish. Everything will go to pounding on them. And then if the river's under 7, usually the bull reds will start coming around heavy again already.
Yep.
So it's going to be a good spring.
You know, you may not have got word being that you're over there in the Bahamas, but we set the red snapper season for Louisiana week at the commission meeting, May 1st, 7 days a week, and until they catch the 800,000-plus pound quota. So I know you guys do a little bit of snapper fishing. And
we
you know,
do.
Explain
we
how
do.
That works in state waters.
Well, we'll go out, you know, to the close, sometime the rig, sometime natural bottom. They got some natural bottom that's only a couple of miles off, and when I say natural bottom, that's humps and things like that that come out of deep water and come up to 100 foot, and there's little humps on top of it. Those snappers will get on top of that. So if you got good sonar, you can see them and drop down on them, and that's fun because you don't get hung as much, and they don't break you off into rigs as much. So natural bottom's a lot more fun than rig fishing, but rig fishing, if you can get them to come off the rig a little bit and get down where you can fight them well. You know, it's kind of like mangroves. You know, they want to get in that rig and pop off a lot. And that's a hard fighting fish. Boy, I tell you, you need some really good fluorocarbon, you know, 100 pounds or better in order to survive that down there dragging on the rig and stuff. But we'll just throw you can almost throw anything down there. I even like trying to catch them on artificials myself with jigging spoons. I really like that, dropping the jigging spoon to come right off the bottom and jig it up and down a couple times. They will hammer that thing. Then if they're at a certain depth, you know, you just count down until you get that hit, and then you'll know where they are. So, you know, I really like to do that. And again, you know, just fighting them up and getting them up before the sharks get to them. There's a lot of sharks.
And you're allowed to go out how far with the Louisiana charter cap? The 9 mile is the Louisiana, just like it is here in Alabama. I was going to ask you about, you know, you're known as the plastic man because you don't like to fool with shrimp and pogies and all that type of stuff that most snapper fishermen fish with. So you like that jigging spoon for snapper.
Yeah, jigging spoons work really well, I'm telling you. Not a big jigging spoon. And cobia, too. You know, sometimes in the summer I'll throw I have a jigging spoon that kind of looks like a little squid, about 6 inches, and oh my gosh, when they hit that thing, they will just hammer it. You better be hanging on because they will fight. I like doing that, and I like fishing the mangroves too, but the mangroves, you almost need cut bait, and I'll do it. You can catch them on a fly rod even. You get a little sinking line and get a white clouser or something down there, you can catch them. Once you get them coming up, they'll eat it. So, you know, if you want to fish other than bait, you know, you can. You just have to be patient. You know, if it's the norm and everybody does it, how in the world you know that it won't work?
Until you try it. Yep, you got
to
try it.
All right, I caught my halibut in Alaska on a jigging grub. You know, I didn't use the bait.
Yeah, well, that's possible. All right, so Cajun Fishing Adventures is known naturally for the fishing and the great duck hunt. But one thing people don't know is the great food you guys serve. What is your favorite red snapper or mangrove snapper recipe?
Well, if I'm going to do that, I'm going to take just the fish. No breading, no nothing. And I'll put olive oil in the pan, and I started browning up. Then I'll put butter on top of that, and then I'll put capers. And I'll let that go, and then I'll hit them with some good Tony Sastras, and that's it. And I tell you what, in fact, I did it. I bought some hog snappers and groupers while I was here because I didn't want to go on a tourist fishing trip, so I bought them. And I did it like that here. They was like, oh, my God, Uncle Ryan, because there's a bunch of us here. But that is so good. Those capers and butter really make it come out.
Yeah, well, you just made everybody hungry here, you know, with that recipe. That sounds excellent.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about those little capers, but, boy, it sure make a fish taste good.
Yes, indeed. Well, when are you coming back?
Tonight. I'm going to leave here. I'm flying out at 11:55, and I'll be home at 5:30, and
we'll crank it up tomorrow and start getting things ready. And we're booking a lot of trips, so it's going to be game on. So it'll be busy from here on out. I just had to get me a little break, and I want to change both the decks on the lodge at the fly house and at the lodge. I'm going to change the whole decks out. So that'll be a little project for a week. And got the live shrimp boat working for the live shrimp guys. So, yeah, we got a lot to do this week.
All right. Sounds good. Give them that telephone number if they want to give you a call and check on dates and locations and things like that.
Oh, yeah. They could always call me at 504-559-5111. Or go to CajunFishingAdventures.com. And like I said, we're booking up pretty good, so it's time to get in.
And ask for the plastic man.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, Captain Ryan, have a good one. We'll see you next week.
All right, my friend. See you.
There he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert. All right, coming up next, we're going to be talking with Lance Burgess of Tigers in the Wild. You can see an episode on this week's Bayou Wild TV with a guy named Squirrel who is hunting squirrels. We'll have both of them when we come back right after this break on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. To Bayou Wild television or viewers, you know that we've added some Tigers in the Wild episodes, LSU athletes out in the outdoors participating in hunting and fishing. And we give you a little bit of a Tigers in the Wild preview, and it's a presentation of Sunshine Equipment, your hometown John Deere dealer. And let me introduce Lance Burgess, who is one of the hosts of Tigers in the Wild, and also Sean Squirrel Burrell, who is this week's featured on Bayou Wild TV and Tigers in the Wild. Good morning, guys. Lance, tell us about the trip we had with the gentleman that joins us now, Sean Squirrel Burrell.
Oh, good morning, Don, and thanks, Sean, for jumping on this morning. Yeah, I mean, how much fun was it? We went out in the woods over at the sanctuary, and we had dogs, so it was a blast. And I'm sure Sean will agree that it was one for the books, as he put it.
Yeah, that was probably one of the best trips I've been on, best hunting trips I've been on, just seeing everyone go out there, have fun. Everyone has a smile on their face the whole time, everybody fellowshipping and being able to shoot the squirrels and have fun and ultimately having the squirrel dinner.
Well, Sean, take a second here and tell the audience who you are and where you're from.
Good morning, good morning. My name is Sean Squirrel Burrell. I'm from Slaughter, Louisiana. I am a two-time national champion for the LSU track and field team. I hold the under 20-year-old world record in the 400 hurdles. And we have one team title as LSU men's track and field team outdoors.
Well, one of the premier programs, no doubt. And so, you know, we wanted to have fun. We knew you were an outdoorsman thanks to the magic of social media. We saw your content, and we thought it'd be fun to reach out. So, you know, having a chance to go squirrel hunt with Squirrel Burrell was definitely a wonderful experience. Sean, tell us a little bit about your nickname, obviously, maybe who gave it to you, and then tell us a little bit about maybe who taught you to shoot and kind of be in the outdoors.
Yeah, so my nickname, it came when I was about maybe 3 or 4. I was really small. I was really fast, but my dad, best friend, said I looked like a squirrel. So that's how I got the nickname. I really didn't like the nickname all the way up until probably middle school, high school, when I was really shining in track, and it just was a good nickname to stick with. So I was like, hey, squirrels are fast. So I'm just keep the nickname, and I'm using it as the promotional type thing. But then when we talk about who taught me how to shoot, I say both my parents, and then who helped me get better at shooting would be my oldest brother and my middle brother. So like they always say, the best way to start shooting or the best way to be a shooter is someone who has used a BB gun in the backyard shooting the birds out the tree. That's why you should do it with my old brothers. And that's just how I got good at shooting.
That's awesome. Well, tell us about your family and who's the best shot.
The best shot, I say probably my dad. He can really hold the gun real steady. I'm trying to get better with that, but I'd probably say my dad. He's the one.
The one that started it all.
Yep. Well, you know, our day at the sanctuary was really unique. You know, for me, being in the woods hunting squirrels is a different experience. You know, being really still, I teach my boys that now. And this experience with dogs, have you ever had a chance to have dogs? Tell us what you thought about it.
I mean, I really enjoyed it. Just being able to see how the dogs ran the woods, roamed the woods, sniffed out, smelled, as well as looking for the squirrels, listening for the squirrels. I really enjoyed just seeing them work. The first time I saw dogs work was tracking one of my deers. So I really enjoyed seeing the dogs track a deer and then actually seeing these dogs work for finding squirrels. Is just really something I enjoyed, and I mean, it really paid off for both us and the dogs, because dogs, they look like they had more fun than us grabbing the squirrels off the ground and just finding them. So I really enjoyed that opportunity to see them work.
Well, Squirrel, you look great on TV, too, and thank you for not challenging me to run with you through the woods. I wouldn't have ended up good.
y'all look like y'all the best athletes out there. I said, hey, I'm just enjoying my time with y'all.
We had a great time with you, and you look good on TV, and want to invite everybody to tune it in, BayouWildTV.com. You can find a station near you, or you can watch it on YouTube. Lance, great job, too, on the Tigers in the Wild. Really appreciate you guys coming on.
Yep. Thanks, Squirrel. Appreciate you. Thank you, Don. Everybody, y'all have a great morning.
I appreciate all of y'all. Stay safe.
All right. We'll keep our eye on you, Squirrel, when you're out there running for track and field. Hopefully you can make it to the Olympics. All right. That's going to wrap it up for us. We'll be back again next week. We're here at Scotts Marine, and they got a lot going on today. It's not over at all. It's just beginning. I'll be here for a while. Come on by and say hello. Register for some of these great prizes we're giving away. And if you're in the market for a boat, motor, trailer of any type, check it out here at Scotts Highway 98 in Alberta, Alabama. Next week, we'll be in Mandeville for the third annual Spring Fling with Marsh and Bayou Magazine's retail store. And I got to tell you, they have got some super changes to that magazine. You will be amazed to get it. Pick you up a copy and check it out and come see us. Or if you can't make it, just tune us in next week. We'll be here same place, same stations. 5 to 7 a.m. every Saturday morning. It's what we do here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.